Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at a few verses from Luke chapter 1 and talk about what the baby would become. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 31, we read, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Every Christmas season, we're rightly amazed that God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, added humanity to his deity and started it like every human does, as a little dependent baby. Yet that beautiful baby did not stay a baby. He grew up and became exactly what the angel Gabriel told Mary that he would become here in Luke chapter 1. The focus of the angel's announcement to Mary was not on Mary, but on a son, to be named Jesus, which was a common name at that time. Gabriel went on to unmistakably identify this son, this child, as the Messiah predicted by the Old Testament. He is the Messiah because he will be great. Has anyone influenced history more than Jesus Christ? In his days walking this earth, he never ruled a nation, never commanded an army, never established a family dynasty, never was materially rich, never had more than moments of popularity, and in the end, everyone turned against him, and virtually all his friends forsook him. Yet at this moment, and through the centuries, literally millions would gladly die for him. Has there ever been a greater man than Jesus of Nazareth? So when Gabriel said he will be called the Son of the Highest, we also know that Jesus would be the son of Mary, but not only her son. He would also be and be known as the Son of God. He was a man, no doubt, but also more than a man. He was and is the unique Son of God. We also see in these verses that Jesus will occupy the throne of his father David. Jesus was the Messiah prophesied to King David of old, back in 2 Samuel chapter 7. And he's the one who has the rightful authority to rule over Israel, and of his kingdom there will be no end. All parents who have held a newborn have wondered what would become of that gift of life they hold in their arms. Mary and Joseph had an advantage. They had an express word from God, delivered by an angel, that answered that question. And it was all demonstrated to be gloriously true. Jesus indeed is great, the greatest one ever to walk this earth, and all history recognizes him as such. He lived out his claim to be the unique Son of God, God in human flesh, having left the ivory palaces of heaven to add humanity to his deity. Jesus reigns as king, now as a spiritual king over millions who would give their lives for him, and soon as a temporal king who will rule and reign over all the kingdoms of this earth. Isn't it amazing to see what the baby would become?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.